schon mal hat jemand gehört, dann weiß ich es. Schnee, wir tun was wieder, wir lachen wie bei Neu. Und dann können wir sicher, ich weiß schon. Schnee, wir tun ihm, Hand auf Wasser, und die... Schnee, wir tun ihm nicht, ich sage, habe ich mich nicht, wie ich mich habe. And I'm sorry, Schnee, wir tun ihm, ich habe ihn, come on. The mother's in address in that Shtikul Mishnah later. El Koya, my, the Ko'oma, Betuy, the Osso, Bum, the Echiv Chatos. It's a comment on the Kashinig Mod Loshin. Avachatos Lesbul. El Shem Tuim. It's not a message. My mind, it's a video of Lochum even now. Now, so what? Will I follow you? It's Chai, but we shame. Who's the more wine with Mechai? Says right now the vision for sure. Dein Wort, der Idee, Ascheni, Schoß, Anocho, Gumar, Hamim, Melocho, ist kein Verwischung. Aber Ascheni, Gebrauch, ist reif, und Fisch, all Jodo, in Nig, Miro, Hamim, Melocho. Cool. Verwischung, das noch habe ich mir nicht, um Ascheni, dass ich finde, so ist so. Fisch, das ist der Ikra, so nass, all Jodo, das ist Nig, Miro, Melocho. Der Melocho ist finished, bei ihm, hier ist Instrument, und finished, in der Melocho, aber maybe schon begreif. Yeah. Take a look. Here. Sadi Gimel, right? The other day, Sadi Gimel. Sadi Gimel, the trace means the Gimel of Sadi Gimel. With the one has a Psukhi, man. The one says the three Psukhi, three Mi'ul team in the Pasha. Vim Nefesh Acha Stechto, Vishkoko. Also Mi'ul team, Tzive. Chad Nefesh Stechto, Acha Stechto, Vasaisa Stechto. Chad Mute is the Oike, Vase Meniach. Chad Mute is the Yocho, Vase Yocho. Actually, talk about that. But it's a mere, it's a remind the Oike with them in Yach. Here, the Oike says something else. How good is the Oike with them in Yach? Look at the second place, it's on Saturday, give them a mouth. Is there a cause of this? Achos of Boche, very cause of this new. Place is comparing. I came in the Kosovo is Achas, Kosovo is Achas. The Otu, the Havimine, that right, Shia Kaisi Vesheresius. So what if the Sheni, the right, so is Sheni? Is he the, you need a Postle to remind him? So there's a Zoyitz Rechko, that Postle, you don't need a Postle to remind him because you need a Mlocha. And there's no Havimine in time. Elwite, so, the Havimine, the Achnos of Aitzol, the Kovet of Mono, Bukhaev, and Phil Boy Han Nocho. Here Tracy says, hey, man, it's the opposite of what Tracy may ask, right? Tracy says the opposite. Elo Aitzol, the Hava Mino, Achnos of Aitzol, who the Kovet, of Mono, Bukhaev, Phil Boy Nocho. What does that mean? Achnos of Aitzol? Lech, Achnos of Aitzol, obviously not. What does it mean, Achnos of Aitzol? It means we could be right of the three. And what's the Taisha Taisha? What's the Taisha Taisha? What's that? That? What? Yeah, good. Of the three, right, the three components of Melach as I saw. Then there's Akira, then there's Chilip Rishos, then there's Anoche. So here in Hamatzniyat, of Tzadik Gimel, Taisha says that there's a specific Havamin. And I saw. And maybe the ego of the Melocho, it's a chil v'shuls, and maybe that's Mechaim. Maybe that's Mechaim. So v'shul, it's not like it says by us, the traces that have mean was the mini of the time. Don't say the have mean is the one that took it over. Carried it over, carried it across the border, it's Chaim. Mashi Yishloldun, the final Nachonim, is, one second, Mashi Yishloldun is, the trace mean that have mean is, you don't need a Melocho, we'll provide that enough happens. Tell them the thing. What? Who told you? What? Who told you? How do you know? Because the Pasuk is a Mishnah, the Mishnah, and the Gemara is the Ergiv the Miniach. But this is the Pasuk, the Ergiv the Miniach. Right? So, on the one hand, you're talking about the Lumshat, in that this group is overlearning that There's a Yalfusa here, according to Tosfos, the Kabbalah Sadeh Gimel, that don't say that the Ikum Lacha that saw is a Chiluk Yalfusa, and that's all one has to do with Chayim, and you don't need a Lacha. So Mashallah, you have to complete the Lacha, it has to be a complete Lacha, up to and including the Lacha, and only then is the Chiluk. And then, only if it's done by one person. All that done by one person. What? Having mean is that the one that was trying to took it across the border was high. That's a fortune license. Actually, it's all is that provided the halacha subsequently happened or not. In the Havamin, all the Havamin, the halacha message is no silent. That's what trying to trace is here in the Havamin. The Havamin is that on the, I saw that the Nosot Kobi Dachmon, the Machai Philip, the Loi Hanocho. The way Hanocho means he didn't do Hanocho, but Hanocho was done, or Hanocho means that the Noah Noch happened. No Hanocho happened. The way Hanocho. The one that took the chavitz over his chayim. Because the other way is very sure that the one that the Tosfos means, the Afikayam talks about this. The other possibility is that the Tosfos means that if Hanocha happened, then if the Melach was done by two, it was an Oikia and a Miniach. Oikia picked up, carried over, then it was a Miniach. So if the Hanocha happened, the Melach was completed, then we say that the one that carried over is chayim. That's a double kemat from Mitzvah. Kemat, I don't need to know. How can it be? The same is chiyuv chatos is totally on a subsequent event by somebody else. How can it be? At tonight can be in his own maaser. They can be like when it's toifer. There's a tonight you melech a toifer that chayv only makes the knot at the end. But it means his action is complete when he does tapaka. So in Lui Yitzu, you want to explain that Noch is being a Tanai. Lui Yitzu, you want to go like that. So Tanai, the one that's Chayiv, he has to do it. He has to finish. Not the Mishnah has to be finished off. But who cares? Nothing has to be finished off.
The Ikum Malacha is a
Chayiv
Rishus. And that's on, like, the guy has to move from one
Rishus
to the other. As long as the
Chayiv
itself
has a Chayiv Malacha, then... Right, that's a clear Tanai. And he said tonight means that not the Yigi Chelke the Mocha, but something that he has to do. But say it has to be done. But somebody else, no Bichayim or somebody else does it.
One on the
Kabra,
one on the
Kabra. Yeah, there's no, the Shabbos is Sasek Mocha. Shabbos is Yisui Gavri, so Sasek Mocha, it can't do. So that's a part of the Tosfos. So it comes out of two short of the Tosfos. By asking Tosfos, you had a question before? All right. Fi Tosfos here, no, the Shia, Nachamol. Fi, they have the Tosfos very positive. We don't, Tosfos says, not the time we look at. Fi Tosfos inside a Gimel, Tosfos is saying, it's coming like a Fugab Chad. What Chad is that? It's good, yes. Let's explain, let's explain. Chad the Mute is the Oiki of the Miniach. So Tosfos says, we look back, look at Tosfos again. Zer Kosa Vesh Achaz Bocha Vesh Kosa Vesh Nio, Luyitz Mishko. Tosfos doesn't explain why. So what's that? Tosfos coming like a Fugab like this. You might have won one shot. It says Tais and Sadi Gimel that we need a pasuk to remind that if somebody does a chatzim loch is chayv. And let's say which chatzim loch or the second half. So again, so you would have thought so Tais the Tais coming lafuk in this shot. You might have won to one shot in the more that faker. If the sheni comes and he finishes the melacha that was begun by the reason for finishing it is chayiv. That's a havamina. That might be translation of gimel. So Tosfos says that's not the pshat. Tosfos says that's not the pshat because him came that every time there's a shir, for example, case of shayisius, so then you need a pasuk to tell you maybe the sheni is not chayiv. The sheni is being mashal mishir. Being mashal mishir. Shir ksiv is shayisius. There's a shir. How much has to be done? Two says I have to be. So he says, don't want chat that the pasuk gives me my achron for me in chayiv. Zim came by the kaisiv also like that. I didn't know. Yeah, the kaisiv doesn't need a pasuk. And kaisiv is achar. Kaisiv is sheni. Doesn't need a pasuk because the chat didn't know he came and he had something else. That did not is chayiv for chatzim olchav. Rather, we would have defined the way we said. It's similar to the chat we just said. We would have defined melachat atzol as consisting exclusively of the chiluf b'shuyas. And doing that is enough. That's translation. What? the kasha? What's the kasha? What's the kasha? Right, the kasha. The kasha. But the other way to say that it has to happen is it's very hard. Yeah?
And what does it mean? He's bringing kasha chips. That's because the malacha, you should throw the wine. But the other thing is the malacha of the plot.
Right, that's maybe the chiluk. I mean, maybe it's in psychology. The human base, right? Between chassid shir and chassid malacha. It's correct. It's correct. Fakir. That chiluk is a valid chiluk. But Avobichain doesn't affect the antithesis. What?
There's different houses comparing
to this. It's not the problem. Avobichain, there's the antithesis like that. You only need a proposal to remind the case of Hashem, just like you only need a proposal to remind the Miniach. Which one's more portion to you? So which one's more portion? So Chassid, which one's more portion? We don't know, okay, so you see, if you don't know, so then there's no chilek. So it's hagid difference, but God bid have me, it doesn't make a difference. So you have no kasha, so then you can... Tanuch daitcho, you have no kasha and daitcho. Tanuch daitcho.
Which takes
you to Shabbos? What? No, it's not Shabbos, it's two malchum in Toysbos. Toysbos by us says that have me is a miniach to be chayv, and that means the false, the miniach is not chayv. Toysbos by us, Toysbos by us, Toysbos by us, have me is that the one that carries out should be chayv, the one that cross the border should be chayv. What she has to stop it, sometimes is provided that Tanuch happens or not, or maybe the, we would read to find more in terms of the chiluk for sure exclusively. No, sure, nothing strange.
The question is
Yeah, but they're both talking about the same sugi, the same posse.
The one on Tzadik Gimel is referring to an earlier idea.
And we don't necessarily know if the Malacha needs to contain the Tanakha. And afterwards, on Tzadik Gimel, once we understand that the Malacha needs to contain the Tanakha, surely the one who's marshaled the Malacha is going to do the world. You want to say, I understand this. Chayes asked that the two sugi, Chayes writes, the more he learns from Basois, and here the more he learns from Nefesh Achas. So you want to say that you need two mutants, and that's the two sugi. So from Basois, they learn what the Malacha consists of, maybe. One of them learns that the Malacha consists of a Kiva, Chiluf, and Anocha. And the other part tells you that you have to do the whole thing. You mean it? That's an idea. That's an idea. Okay.
Right,
okay. What would be the two sugi? We'll soon see. We'll jump ahead with it. If we come to it right now, that's okay. Right, the Baal Soysa, next Soysa. So the Baal, what we said is that we just saw here the two Soysa. What that means. Baal Soysa, interesting Soysa. The whole is from Gassinan. Right, the Gemara says, Baal Soysa, Oysa es Kulo, Oysa es Miksoso. Yochid ve'oso oiso chayov shayim ve'oso oiso pituvin it manami omer chie bagam dominis v'kom pia chabur v'omu v'asa iso yochid v'oso chayov shayim v'oso pituvin v'asa iso v'asa iso v'chol svam g'asinen oiso is kulo v'oiso mitzoso yochid v'oso oiso Chayiv Shnaim Shasu Pturim. Oh, Pashtet Vikvon Nive. We'll go line step by step. Pashtet Vikvon Nive is Oktoiz is the Basel. So Koi An Nefesh. Vim Nefesh Achas Tehtov Vishkoko Basel. So the Nefesh did it. And the Mapik Hei is the reference back is of the Yuchadik of the form of Vosna Kodesh. The Basel means the Nefesh did. It did. Who did the Nefesh did? As I saw. So that it's a type of reflection. The next is the Nefesh did. Avoshash Dorishle Amalocha. Chloima Avasois I saw. The Mapikei is an object. Avasois I saw. The Milocha. V'fulva mari b'zeh oike b'zeh miniach. Now the Torah says, V'einu elo kefil milo. V'einu elo kefil milo. Says the Torah, v'asoy so. Look at the Gemara, v'asoy so. Kulo avloy miksoso. Then yochid v'asoy so chayv, shnayim v'asoy so p'tuim. So Torah says kefil milo. Torah says that kefil, it's redundant. And that Torah says blibes like that. It's redundant. The Gemara is a sound a little redundant. V'asoy so kulo avloy miksoso means all the one's chayv is the one that did the whole malacha. Yochid v'asoy so chayv, shnayim v'asoy so p'tuim. Same thing. The redundancy in the Gemara is in the blibes. The mice is so. Rashi in the fourth channel again, but not here. But everybody in the Torah says it's redundant. That's what it says. But I say so means the Melachat was, it means that Kira, Chiluv, and Akira and Anocha have to be bound by one person. And that's what Basa is so cool of them also, and that's what the Yochav Lishnayim means. They both mean the same thing, both mean the same thing. Whoever did less than, if somebody did less than, it could be Melachit Lanchai. The Gemara says, "Im sochim da pei hei mabez." Here in this halach here of Haitzo on Pesach. When do you have Haitzo on Pesach? By Saitzi min abayis min abosah chutzah. These are to take the Psa Pesach outside of the house, outside of the chabur. Right? Posuk in time passes by. Saitzi min abayis min abosah chutzah. Not to take Psa Pesach outside of the house. The Gemara says here, "Omer Rav Ami, Amitzi, and the lav nitoy nisa." Omer Abami, I'm ready to say Pesach mechavul hachavul ene chayev ad sheyaniach. Why? I saw tziv beki Shabbos, ma Shabbos adov ed akiva v'anocho, avachinam yadov ed akiva v'anocho. So we learn out the gedolim of loisaitzim yaboso in Kolm Pesach from where? From Shabbos. That's like I saw Shabbos above the akiva v'anocho. So to the chayitzon from Psa Pesach above the akiva v'anocho. Says Rashi, here, Kishabis, the Binyan Akiva Vanoko, the Ashi and Niak were leaving on the Loka, the Gabi Shabbos. Gabi Shabbos. Chol Chiyuve Echad Os Tziv Vasoy So, Vasoy Se Skula Voloi Voloi Se Mitzo So. By Nam Yav Gav Vav 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 That's the word. It's not something we know from inside the Gidmei Amulot or somehow. But the Gunda from this also. The guy be Shabbos, the whole Chiyuv Echad, the Siv Vasoy So, out the bottom. The Soy says, Kula Vloy Mitzo So. So means that it's important to get Rashi. The Pesach comes, Vasoy So, the first half of the Vasoy So, Kula Vloy Mitzo So, tells you what? There's no chiv without a nocho. Or Rashi gives it, Rashi puts it in a more general context. There's no chiv for mitzvahs malacha. Which is good. It was like this. How did Rashi learn? Rashi learned that we know in Svorah somehow, we know Svorah. The definition of Aitzor, Be'etzem, we know the three components of Aitzor. And that's not in this pasuk. And that's pasuk like that, because this pasuk is not in the pasuk of Aitzor. This pasuk is in the pasuk of chiv chatos. So the Namis Tavim, very Namis Tavim, that the Apostle in the Pasha of Chiv Chatos is telling you, I'm assuming the Kepotis, the Kedin, and the Gidme Melch, that's on Shabbos, that can't be. So Elamai, Pshat Rashi. So Pshat Rashi is that we know the Gedder, the Gdorm of the Melch has the three components. But who says that Chiv Chatos wanted to do all for you? In came from talking about what he have to do. So let's say maybe the main component. Maybe Rashi also is the main component. Maybe. Now come on, who says that he has to do it? He has to do the last mashul. He has to offer it. Got me there. Comes the fourth mashul. Got me there. Comes the posuk. That the chiyuv for itzor as well as any other malacha is only if it's done completely. If it's completed, it's done completely. But that's for all averus. Don't say doing three kulas in averus mechayev chatos. Don't say doing three kulas by itself mechayev chatos. No, that's different completely. Then, as he said, the Gemara says, since it's a six or shavu, it's a hekish, or same word, haitzah, it's in Shabbos. From haitzah in Shabbos, we learn haitzah in Kolim Pesach. The love of the Bosetz Yemin Habayis is oivis, chaymalkis for that love, when it's also a complete haitzah. Up to and including the Hanoch Advar Bechal. Advar Bechal, including the Hanoch. The Akubonim, the Mechoyz Vashim Toys had a long time in Gemara. The Toys says, there's redundancy in the Vaisa. When the Vaisa is not redundant, the first halacha, the first drasha of Asai, so the whole thing has to be done. Then, given granted that the whole Haitzah has to be done from start to finish, maybe two can do it. Now, if two do it, who's going to be Chayev? Both, or the second one, does Shaitan in Rashi. But come on, that's the second post, Yechav Lishnayim. That's the second thing Yechav Lishnayim. Yeah. This is what you want to say in Taisis. The two Taisis in, what you said before. No, Taisis says that there's a redundancy. The Asoisa, Kulav, and Tzos, and Achav Lishnayim is the same thing. That one person is only Chayev this whole thing. Yeah. Okay, but Rashi learns, Rashi learns that the first post tells you that the home law has to be done. All avera has to be done. There's no chiyah for doing three quarters of an avera. And that's the closest they get in. The second law tells you that one person has to do it, not two. Sofim, pei, hei, gom, and pes. Is that clear? Anybody with me? Who did it? Okay, in a family. Okay, good point. Good.
That's the kind of discussing that for the first time. Is that the kind of solution you're understanding? It's not like you're thinking about how this person is
going to happen. What's that? No, it could be anything. I mean, place is the only place.
No, the place that you said that Tarot is the block of the like Rashi said, and Rashi said, it's just a kind of block of the ball. What's that? So, what do you mean?
What they said. Right. Tesis says that it's coming to when the mutated the miniach is not chayiv. Maybe the miniach was mechayiv. That's what Tesis says. So is there any other malacha which he would have been mechayiv when Tesis here the goyimer? I don't know. But that's a good point. The Tesis also says that the posuk is to remind that the miniach is not chayiv. Fishayot nigma malacha. But even contagious, it's a closed digger halacha. Now, would they have any application in other malachas? Would there be any other malacha which we learn out from here that in which there might potentially be a goymer, and you might have thought to be mechayiv him, and kamash will not? I don't know. Maybe. What? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. What? No, Rashi Nachum says, "Vasoyso kula v'mitzvosa tells you that noch has to be done. Yochid v'shnayim is that one has to be done." The Gemara's kasha is avidu noch v'minayu means that either chvei is one or the second of both should be chayim. What? I don't know, let's say the last one. I don't know. Maybe. The last one that finishes. We're actually going to learn down there are places here. The one that finishes right. Nothing wrong with that. That could be. The complete day still has to be done. The one that completes it, maybe it's right. The match one, Elchid Lishnayim. Okay, right. What's that? It's not. We're watching Tzachim? Rashi says Mefuris, it's going down the complete law has been done behind the Chantos, not three quarters. Now, where do we have an example which you can talk about three quarters of Malacha itself for sure? As the other example that we just said, maybe yes, maybe no, maybe Kaisiv would have been, or maybe yes, I don't know. Since we don't have a Gemara about it, so it's not a Lachlan Meissner, so it's not too relevant to clarify it too much. back to Toys of Basis of Lekla Mema, the Shnaim Sasu Ari Bebech Sasu Basachas. This Gemara, our Gemara here that says Shnaim, Beloy Echod, is not talking about Lekla Mema, not talking about two do the Melocha together simultaneously, they carry a Chavis together. The Perak HaMatzni HaMashma HaTzvich HaShveiko is two separate mutin. One for Zerik Yivis HaMniach, another one for Shnaim Sasu Melocha Basachas. We mentioned this last week. Two separate lochas. We're holding the oikev and the meiniach. Which one does achatzim locha and achatzim locha? Sequentially. First one does one half chatzi, and the other one does his half. And that's the oikev and the meiniach. A much longer than nobis chayiv. There's another pasuk. Shnayim shasu means two people carrying this for the same chayivis. And every two people make a kira, havo, and anocha together on the same chayivis. That's not all. Shnayim Sasu Basachas is possible. And each one is a separate two or seven possible. Voi David Manami de Koi Amasis Nami Koma, I wish Yochid, Voice Aisa. The Yochid Voice Aisa, the Voice Shnayim is going on our Mishnah. So you see that Yochid Voice Shnayim means Shnayim not simultaneously but sequentially. Ach Koshi, the Vega Matsnia. He's a Shatan on Sugi. Traces that one next Traces said there was a Chabur of Tanoim. So some of them, they wouldn't need the Mishnah of this Sugi. And they said about this Sugi. It's a Hezbe of the Halach in this Sugi.
Perhaps
that more Hezbe. No, so you see, Nidman Nami uses the Lashon Echad Vashnaim to refer to our Mishnah, our Sugi, which we're handling. He said, I give it a Mia. Yeah, take it too. They say later, the voice here is enemy. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, let's mention, we mentioned already, Shnayim Shasu. But it's obvious, Tosfos says the two of us. There's Zayik of the Minyach, there's Echol Shnayim, and there's Shnayim Shasua. And it's even bullshit, man, it's very, very simple. Shnayim Shasua, each one did the home, but the Mice was done by Shnayim. The Mice was done by Shnayim, so the Mice done by Shnayim, it's ever Shnayim Mice. In the game, many dinner time, Shnayim Shasua, Shnayim, and anytime you have a Mice, you have to know, you can play. What if two do the required Mice? Right? The two people shach together, that was bullshit. Ben Imolocho, there's a posuk them. Zayochov. But Zayochov is any Yochov. Any Yochov, any Yochov, Machoyis. Yochov, any Yochov, Yochov, Chayv. Shnei Mechelim is potter. Right? Shnei Mechelim means they're carrying Chayvitz. Zayochov, Zayochov means each one carries Chayvitz by himself. But they happen to be carrying it together. Zayn Yochov, Zayn Yochov means Chayvitz too heavy for each one of them to carry. The only way to transport it is for two to carry it, right? Zayochov, Zayn Yochov means two people carrying a Chayvitz. One is weak and he wouldn't have been able to carry the Chayvitz. The other one's strong, he could carry the Chayvitz. Right? That's all inside the Gimel Tzadik Dalet. I'll tell you about Chaim Zavot here. Taisa asked the Kasha, and he can die here. But it's, I don't know if we got the Tzadik Dalet. Taisa is on Tzadik Dalet, asked the Kasha. It's a loch of chai noise is atzmai. Tzadik Dalet. The noise is a chai. Somebody carries a chai. A maiti is a chai is potu, right? Somebody can eat it. A person or a behemoth, any is a live being. So maiti is a chai. It's potu because chai noise is atzmai. Chai noise is atzmai. Everybody heard that. Midrash is no more than carrying a live person. Chai noise is atzmai. What? Right, then the boss says, Kofu, so Choyle, someone got. So the boss says, Machayev, that he couldn't walk. But if he's capable of walking, so the one that carries him out is called Machayev, and he says, So Toys Dasa Kashri and Tani Dalid. Tamil Louis Lama Potter. The Mishum Chai Mekel Atzmai. The Chai helped a little bit. So the Chai there's no way down. The Chai, the carrying Chai is easy. He cooperates. But feel the master Kalia is a Chayov. The Imi from the Shaim to Asur Baturim, Havize Yochov is any Yochov. Shain and Nisa Yochov, Lisa Asma Bloy Noise. But Noise, Yesha, Bekach, Noise, Afilu Hoyomais. Means let's say the Nisa's in a bed. In that case, the Chayv and Mito. So he's not in business, he could theoretically walk out, but he's not carrying himself out. He's not carrying himself out. He's Enu Yochel. Lying in bed, the Chai is Enu Yochel. He's an Enu Yochel. We just before, he's a Yochel, he's an Enu Yochel. And the one that's carrying him is a Yochel. So who cares that the Chai is cooperating and he lessens the weight a little bit? It's not dead weight, it's live weight. Live weight is less than dead weight. It's very, yeah. So the Tosef is asking, so what? It should be Zeh Yochel, Zeh Enu Yochel. It should be Zeh Yochel, Zeh Enu Yochel. That's his question. So they said, the Mishkan Gaminan. So it's a little piece in from the Chaim stencils. And I think I also heard that the Chaim said that nowadays, the Chaim said the answer to this question is the Chai knows his Atzma is not the fact that the Chai participates in carrying himself out. So the Kilo, the other one's not carrying the entire burden, the entire weight on his own. And it's a Sugi, and it belongs, and it belongs to Sugi of Chaim Shasul. Rather, Chai Nes Atma means that it's not a gathered muscle of hell. It's not Malacha Zaitzot, not muscle, it's not muscle. It's felt in the Malacha is possible. It's not in the Eichos of the Malacha if you want. The Eichos of Malacha is not a Malacha. Not Shnayim Shasu, two people light a fire, two people light a match together. But was the Malacha done? The answer is yes. But what's missing in each one's Maisa Asiya? Each one's pool and each one's Maisa. When two people carry a table. A malacha was done by a day shnayim. Any malacha you want. Two people holding a plow and a plow. So the chavit was made in the ground, but done by shnayim. So the chison is in the sea of the malacha. So said Reb Chaim, b'chai nois is atzmai, the chison is in the etzim maisa malacha. Not the way the gabbat on the malacha. That's not b'chal itself. Carrying a live organism, it's like the marshal. If it's a marshal, I'm not sure what. No, not because of the mishkan. It's not. It's a different type of. It's a small. It's a different type of. It's not a complete soul. Marshal. That's somebody's holding a bird. Somebody holds a bird and he opens his hand. The bird flies out. Is he chayev? And he gives it a push in the right direction. He didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. B'chol. So here, about the chayev noises asking the same thing. But it's meaning in the echoes of what's being done, not because it's split by two people. And so it doesn't not happen. It so hasn't happened. What? They have
school for shiras.
You don't have anything. You don't have anything. It's not done by a day of meisim. It's not in the gather of hitzor. So it means when a person carrying an inanimate object, carrying an animate object is not hitzor b'chol. But it's not hitzor. That's what Taisa said. Taisa said, no. Sorry? What? Baby's like an inanimate object. Baby's like an everything. It's only somebody that in economy. That's together. A person, or an animal that's capable of walking, that's ambulatory, like it's in English, so then his itself, carrying him out, is not itself. Okay, right, let's go here. We have to move to it. Yeah, any other questions? What? No. The Loch is carrying out a chai. The chai noise is atzma. Hanoise is a chai is pondo. Because chai noise is atzma. Chai noise is atzma. So Tosfos kasha was that the one that carries the chai is pondo because the chai is contributing in moving himself. The chai contributes in moving himself. And Babel must not include moving himself. But they said that if he can tribute and he aids in moving himself, but it should be begat to say Yochum, it's any Yochum. So what, it should be Chayv Avav Bichem. And Chayv said, no, it's not Aitzor, Bichom. It's not begat to Aitzor. Second avatar is Ach Koshe. The Pekah Matzim Mashma, the Zoyki, the Minyak Nafko, Minyak Nesh, or Miyachas, Boch Nafko, or Miba Soysa. Kosher Lui, mit dem Masochina Kol Lift und Mashma Zoyki, the Minyak, Koyu, the Mishkun. Pek am Matzin, the Nami Paito Shimon Zen Yochum, Zen Yochum, Alpe Yishoyim B'Mishkun. He goes in Shem Shnoi Zem Es Oven. So even though it was in the Mishkun, the Alpe Yishoyim in the Pasuk, we need a Pasuk to say the Pasuk. If it was in the Mishkun, you wouldn't need a Pasuk. We shall me, Pek at Zavi, God with Shem Shnoi Zestoris, which was Rav Yemoyish, and which is Dach HaZem Yishit Chai, Vom Rav Chom, Vom Shem Yishoyim B'Mesho, Vavad Ade Shnaim. Poyach B'chol Asar, Amit Shnaim Zestor B'Turim. What is made this time? Can I move the same time? Can I make Hayov in Mashan? It's got a verse out of him. But the Mavaka choice of being Mishkon. But Mikom can have a lift of Moshe. Can the time shine Moshe myself? The Shami said that Moshe is Hayov only if the Sami on the receiving end. Made Moshe means when Mishkon is Yochid, the Shoshiyoka Delch, Shoshiyoka, and the Dachas Hayov. So that could be the Shnaim. It's even if Sami sticks his hand out the window, like we had before, and puts it into the next window, down the first. A foot away. So if he puts it on a table, he puts it on the inside of the windows of the house, not chayiv, unless he puts it in Shami's hand, unless it's a human being receiving it. Don't say that's what Shami says. I dare Shnaim. Has to hand it to a human being. If he hands it, put it on, drops it to the floor, and then the next, through the next window, it's not chayiv. Why? Because that's what he did in the Mishkan. So that's what he says, but so what if he did in the Mishkan? The granted there was a Moshe Adesh Shnaim in the Mishkan. But Shnaim Shasu. מה בקש שוי של מישקון? מכל מקום אבו ליף תאו מישקון קיים את השניים מוישקון נעשו? נעלו יש איזה עדיף שאני נשאר מן, גבלת בקטויסוס. נעלו יש ומוישקון אין זה אוקיי בזה מין יד. אז נשאר מן, זה מין, אלו what takes it from him and puts it down. אלו מוישקון עושה כאילו הרבה אנוכל, מוישקון is everything. וכל שלא נשאר מן אלו המש אין עם החיים מישקון אלו שחבר מקבל מי יודוי. אבל מוישקון מניחה הרשות אני אוכל אחר פוטו. בכל מקום די חבר פוטו צפי, בכל מקום די חבר פוטו צפי, He gained times of Sultan and his life right there. What time? I mean, Mamma's elevated and left his Moshe. He says, think it didn't rise. He says, think it's the halachas here. The Shami says that the Hanoch has to be on the human being, on the Yad of Hashem. Not that he has to actively participate in making the Hanoch. Forget, it has to be on his hand. But that's what he did in the Mishkan. So it's a fat. It's a fat in the Psuas Amalocha. But not necessarily as a malacha. All three components of the Moshe is done by the one person. He picks it up, he sticks it out, he puts it back in the window, and he makes that malacha. But we're the malacha malacha, Shami is specifying a malacha malacha. Normally a malacha malacha will see Mishnah, if I can't. Normally an unmentioned malacha malacha is problematic. We'll see the Mishnah Baruchus, and now, and later too. Yod HaShalotim, it's one of the Chidushim of the Mishnah, Yod HaShalotim Chasuk, the Chidushim of the Mishnah. But good, it's chayiv. And Moshe, you need davka hanocha on an odom. On an odom, but not the odom is participating in doing the malacha. So it's b'chal not a stiv to the Abbasois, echad v'shnayim, yochid echad v'shnayim. B'chal not a stiv, it's a technicality, technical requirement in the mokom hanocha. The mokom hanocha has to be live. It has to be live mokom hanocha, and the two-legged mokom hanocha. Amalcha shnayim, here. I be Shami said, how good it's talking. But man, what's ever make it easy to make that requirement normally? Right, we don't need somebody's participation. We just need somebody's to be there, passive involvement. But how good it's ever Shami make it easy. And normally the person has to be the only oisin. And I think any involvement of chaveri partners him. And yet after we need chaveri, the answer is yeah. But in the Mishkan, that's what they did mostly. They want to go to the next. Okay. Even Nami, tell me the master shall be smiled so the voice will come here. This is what you do right before. It's only the word to come out of the Hanoi. We heard that here, that the voice. Okay. We're gonna, I know, somebody didn't win next more, right? Anybody win next more? Yes, I. We're gonna explore things to think about. If you didn't want it, it's Adrab, it's even better, because if, you have what to think about when you want it. And if you want it, it's even certainly good, because you got the feed with it. Anyway, it's certainly very good that we're going right now. Yeah, we're just, I want to suggest a few mahalchim, important things that they importantly say this, they think about. It's a gewaltige suge. This suge, bo mine rab, maybe it's a profound suge, it's a gewaltige suge, it's a hachochba, a hachochba. And then we have to stew in it and to work on it. And then we'll just suggest a few things to think about. Yeah, we'll read the Gemara. Bo mine rab, mi rabbi, hatine chever echun umashkin. Etzine lochutz, mao. And then next time we'll start again. Akiyot guva, akiyot chayvet, mkoy moi domi umechayei vodumo loy. Om lechay ben domi li yodol. My time, a guva nach yodol in my... Let's see the Rashi. Etina chayvero. So I a guva mishos hayokit. He was in the mishos hayokit. Etina he loaded him up. Chayvero took the yu guva lovet, yu guva lo okamidin. You go for a little Oka meeting. What's right wrong with that? You go for a little Oka meeting. What? If you mean something else, you mean more, man. If you would what?
Jump.
Nah, what are you jumping? Jumping and walking is all the same thing. We don't hold the Mahalik Koyim with Agvin Azai. It's all the same thing. Nothing more, it's all the same thing. What?
The person who has all this stuff on time is doing
it. Yeah, what Rashi means, that's what I'll tell you, then you see the mic. I think Rashi agrees with the top places in Gimel and Beis. Places says, let's look at places. Well, places is very, very important to say. Hayton, Eichlun Mashkin Beboy Dream. That's the price. Look at the six line. He had the Mashkin. He had the Oichlin Mashkin from before the skier. He had on his shoulder a chveis, a piece of bread. And he walked out and said, Lachut Misha Chashay Chachayach. Period. That's one of the Tais. The Tais is self-contained. It's very important. The Tais is very good psyche and entering into the Sugi. So Omad Lachut Misha Chashay Chachayach. I read. The boy Omad Lo Michayev. Ava gav the kiyas kuvah the kiyas chayvet domi. They both like kiyas shayna. A lot of important sages, fundamentals, and it will help you understand the sugi, these places. What happens like this? Somebody picked up a chayvet. Chayvet's on the table, on the ground. He picked up. That's when the kiyas holidays. The chayvet's on the table, and he picked up. That's the kiyas holidays. And what he do with it? He put it on his shoulder. No. If he was in constant motion from the time he picked it up, he never stopped. He's walking around the house. Before Shkia, he picked up something from the table, puts it on the shoulder, continues walking. And after Shkia, after just told me, walks out of the house. So the Gemara says, he's potter. Unless he comes to halt or stop, that's all about Lofosh, and then he starts walking again. If he stopped walking, So then, Shane takes the lotion, he said, Kiwi Shane is bottom. If he never stopped walking, he said, Kiwi Shane is not bottom. What does that mean? It means when he picked up a chavit, then no, but that is not Kiwi, the Kuli Almo. The Kuli Almo. So if he did this Akiva every Shabbos, so then Akiva every Shabbos, not Mitztavi, it's not Mechayiv, but they saw it took place on Shabbos, but it's possible. Then we know that already. It's possible. The Kiwi has to take place on Shabbos. Just like the Anoch has to take place on Shabbos, so too the Kiwi has to take place on Shabbos. All three components have to take place on Shabbos. So, Shomad, how he told Eichel Mashkin Bodim, he picked up the chayfet, he put on his shoulder, Bodim, Shomad Lopush. He stopped. The Beloy Omad, if he never stopped, look at this, Lom Mechayev. Even if we hold the kiyos kuvah, the kiyos chayvet domi. But loy bottle of kiyos shayna. If you pick that up, he never stopped walking. So the kiyos shayna was never bottle. And so he commenced his malacha erev Shabbos. It's not chayim. It's like somebody writes ois achas erev Shabbos, then he writes ois shenin Shabbos. Not chayim. He did the kiyos erev Shabbos, and then he walked out on Shabbos. Not chayim. Unless he stopped. If he stopped, then shayin tois a losh na kiyos shenin bottle. It means then he's munach. Then he starts again. Starting to walk from a stationary position is nakiru. Look at the baiten tesis. Kedom al kamon. I'm fond of chafotzav. This is more we looked at yesterday. I'm fond of chafotzav. Mizoves is obvious. Of nimlach aleim leitzion potu. There's a similar type of halacha. Similar type of halacha in which akiru doesn't count. The kiru damis tarif. The kiru cannot be used in mechayvim if it happened erev Shabbos. And who are the inhuinian? There's another case which we held yesterday. What if the kiyah was not amnas lohitzi? He picked it up to not to take it out to do a malacha. Then he changed his mind and he continued walking out. He's not chayiv. That's what Berachon didn't pay because it wasn't a kiyah mishra yishayinu. In both cases, however, what does he have to do to be chayiv? Stop. Come to a halt. And then, with the das to continue to go out, he'll be chayiv. Why? Because kiyah tkuba can kiyah chayivis. But if he doesn't, he's not going to be chayiv. Because the Akiva Shayna Loi bought law. Now, bait and places. This is the important point. Kach nokat mi bo idiom. Lash minan da Akiva Skufa ke Akiva Shevet Domi. Diya ve nokat toi nasa mi Mishach HaShecho. Lo mad lo, but what if somebody picked up a Chevet after Mishach HaShecho on Shabbos? And lo mad lo fush. Lo yo masha midi da filu I Akiva va anocha Skufa lo have Akiva va anocha raib mishum Akiva Shayna. But what's saying in Tosfos? You look at Tosfos and think about it for a minute. I'll be quiet for a minute. You read Tosfos. Read the Tosfos. Just look at it. Read it. Think about it. Have a lot of sense. Okay, who was saying this? Was a chat that tell me in English, was that nice this? Yeah, Ruven, help us out. I'll get this started in your face. We snare so soon. Rav didn't know whether Kiyos Kuvah or Kiyos Chavetz. He didn't know. If somebody had a Chavetz on his shoulder, say, and he's standing, he starts walking on Shabbos and carries out his Chavetz. That's more phenomenal. Correct? Rav didn't know that. Maybe it's Chavetz, maybe it's Chavetz. If it's because we don't say Kiyos Kuvah or Kiyos Chavetz. He didn't do a Maaseh Kiyuv. And then we'll see what this 11 and what that means. Why not? But Rabbi Rav didn't know that. Says Tosfos at one, but Mimonim Shoch. If the following happened, the Mimonim Shoch is Chayiv. If he picked up the Chayivs on Shabbos, put it on the shoulder, even if he remained standing another 5 minutes in his place, and then walked out, is Mimonim Shoch Chayiv? That's places. Right? Let's read the words. The Avin Noka Toy Natsma Mishach HaShecho means he loaded himself Mishach HaShecho. Means what Toy Natsma? Picked up a Chavis and put it on his shoulder, put it on his head. And he did all that Mishach HaShecho. Vomad Lofosh, and he was standing. Loho Yomashmo Midi. We wouldn't have been able to conclude from the Chiyuv, from the Vedic Chayuv, that Akiva Skufa can give Chavis. Why? The Afilu Akiva Vanocha Skufa Lo Yave Akiva Vanocha. Even if Akiva Skufa and Akiva Skufa is not Akiva. But Chai Mishum Akiva Yishayno. Because in Mamshach, the Akiva Yishayno was more. If you hold Akiva Skufa is not Akiva, and by the same token, says you hold Anocha Skufa Lo Yave Anocha. So then Akiva Yishayno was never bought. Does everyone know what that means? Akiva Yishayno means he picked up the Chavis. So if you hold, he picked up the Chavis. So if you hold Hanoch being Munach and the Gof is Munach, the chavetz and the guf, the chavetz has makom nocho. Aki hanocha has guf and nocho chavetz. So then we say he's a kivis in his bottom, but when he starts walking, he's doing a second kivis. That's the word kivis guf and kivis chavetz. We behold the kivis guf after kivis chavetz. It means that once the chavetz is not on the ground on the table, so zamulach, and walking with it is not a kivis. It's not an ocha. Stopping is not an ocha. And starting to walk is not an akiva. And stopping is not an ocha. It's in limbo. The chavis is in limbo. If you want. It's still very, very ambiguous over what I'm talking about. If you don't know, and if you think you understand what I'm talking about, then you really don't. But if you can feel it, that's good. Because there's a lot to talk about there. But come on, just this. If you hold on to the kiva's kufa, akiva, and an ocha is kufa, an ocha, so the chavis on the kufa is somewhat in limbo. Go mezo. Let's say. But he's chai because of the kiri shayno. When did the melacha begin? The melacha began when he picked the chevet off the ground. And just like if he would continue to walk around the whole time, then walk out of the house, he's chai. If you order kiri skufa lach, the kiri chevet, and not skufa lach, and not chevet, so even though he happens to be standing in one place, that kiri shayno is kayom. It's kayom, and then when he walks out, there was a kiva, there was like so, and there's an offer. It's fine. That's the worst enticements. That's the worst enticements. Well, the Meister we hold, Rav and Rebbe, the Gemara says that kiva is kuva kaya kiva chavis. Anochas kuva kaya chavis. What? Right. So that means when you pick up a chavis, puts it down, and you stop, a kiva is bought. There wasn't a momentary kiva. When you picked up, it was a momentary kiva, but then it became munach again. It was like picking it up and put it down here. There's no difference between picking up a chavetz and putting it here. Picking up a chavetz and putting it on the shoulder. He made it munach now. Now it's munach. His kiva is over. But if he picks up, he starts walking, that's an akira, that's an effective akira, and then he'll be chayim. Right? So that's also indexes. In the case of Imorim Shoch, is right. It means he picked it up. Is there? Okay, we'll come to it. You think about this number. Turn back to the Rashi. So that's what Rashi called. That's what Rashi means. Ihu, Rashi says, Ihu. Kufe lo'oka midi. Means he didn't pick it up from the ground. Because had he picked it up from the ground, Mamshach said. That's what Rashi. Had he picked it up, Mamshach. It's chayiv. Intim Salim because of the kiri shayin picking up from the ground. It's chayiv. Intim Salim when his guf starts walking, it's chayiv. But one of the two happened on Shabbos. The Rav's case is you go for local meeting. So that's a shell with the have a cue, not have a cue. And the context is a shell and not a two. But let me tell you let me importantly say with this. I think we have to learn go for the subject. What I'm about to say is we're not talking about a nocha. The loch is indeed an ocha. The mice need an ocha. The kiwi just learned that. According to Rashi, it's a possible. You have to do an ocha to chayiv. The kiwi is coming out and then an ocha. The moch is completely with an ocha. Well, what's the gather of an ocha? Let's start with that important view. What's the gather of an ocha? From there, we'll go back to the kiwi. The kiwi is taking it from there. What's the gather of an ocha? So one would think that an ocha means the chayiv has to become stationary. Has to be stationary. Is that true?
Sorry?
Are you adding? You need a mokum of noch of dalit.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Safe. That's all to get that. Good, the shower. Yeah. But I will be fine. So you'll be even more surprised when I'm about to tell you. So there's hanoch. We would think that hanoch means the chavis comes to a stop. Relative to the earth, I guess. I mean, everything relative to the moon, maybe there's still emotion, but when relative to the resource in which he finds himself, it comes to a stop. Right? I'll show you two gemaras. Take with the pay. Oh, my Robert, the fourth line of Pam and Aleph. Paitsi Sharisius, because one Zoom Mahalech. Chayov, Zivot Zuyan Hanochoson, means he had Oishes means the dior, means ink. The share of how much the share of ink, the dior is if they lift the mission says the mission, the dior they lift after Oishes. What's the share of the dior of ink? Which is Machayev, Achatos, that amount was carried on Shabbos. G'day lift the after Oishes. Now came Rob and said, what if the dior happens to have been in a pen, in a kumis? In a kumis, in a kumis. That it wasn't in a whatever. Well, that's McDimus. It was in any kind of clique. And he carried it in from one source into another source, and he's walking in the source. He takes ink, and the he puts down on the paper. He writes Aleph Beis on the paper. He's walking the whole time. He said he's walking. He doesn't stop walking. So Rav said he's chayav because Sivos and Zui Han Lo Chosom. You hear? Sivos and Zui Han Lo Chosom. Even though the Dior is still in transit. Still in transit, literally. He doesn't stop moving. But it's chayav. Sivos and Zui Han Lo Chosom. That's one Gemara. Take another. Kayot say about Dov Rato Yimer. At the bottom, the last few lines in Hazorik. Somebody has food in his mouth. And he walks out with the food. The Gemara is accumulating. Idea chila. The Gemara is saying, "Idea chila. How many chiyuvim can a person accumulate? How many chiyuvim can a person accumulate? Idea chila. That's what we're talking about. Yes, oich chila achas. V'chayev lo dal chatois washer meachol. Tom meishoch al chile v'tnoisam in the mikdashin b'yom kippurim. So one chila is v'chayev in five chiyuvim. But may I in moish or shabbos v'tziyah b'fiv chayev. But may say we can add another chiyuv." Which happens simultaneously with the chile. If it was a Shabbos and he carried it, it was moitzi, mitzvot v'shos, and he ate it in the other shos. It's also chay for eating. It's an eating is mechayvim. Not because the Torah says loisaycha al kach v'kach v'kach, because the Torah says loisaycha al malach, or loisaytzi, or ishvi, or chavis, ayetzi v'm koimig. The chile is mechayvim. The Gemara says, ein doch etzav v'kach, kem t'go mechayvim, machshavte mashve le'imokim. Came into Gomachavin that he wanted to eat it in the house. He wanted to, they didn't want to eat in the street. They wanted to eat in the street, forget. They took the food out of his mouth, and when he reached the place in which he wanted to eat, he ate it. It's chayim. The Gemara doesn't say he has to stop. There's never stop, there's never sit down. He's walking. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? From these two Gemaras. What? The Gemara says they come simultaneously with the chiyuv. Right. That's with the chiyuv. That's pashtus. But what is even more? What?
Even though
he's
moving without it,
or
he's walking,
without it. Good. They say it is. What do you say? Right. They say it is. You need to make a mokum manocha. Manocha is not defined as being stationary. Be stationary relative to the roof. Doesn't mean that. Right? That's a mokum, what we call mokum nocha. Mokum nocha. Destination. A mokum. If you use the word mokum nocha, then you can use that term, that idea, if it's going to be a cure to it. Destination is going to be able to. So we call destination mokum nocha. Mokum nocha. The requirement of a nocha, which is the culmination of the final stage of Meleches Hetzor, is not necessarily. Usually it does involve being munach, being stationary. Usually, yeah. But it's only because what really we need is to create to be chayv from lech zaytzor. The moitzi has to make a mokum melech of the chayvitz. Has to take the chayvitz to its mokum melech. So normally the mokum melech is we put it down. That's the mokum melech. He puts it on the table, puts it on the ground. He intended to put it there. He puts it there. I mean, he puts it where we want it. That's the mokum melech. But it's a mokum menocha in that case because it's stationary. That's what it is. But Louis Tzuyot is a surface, a place, a surface in which the chavitz comes to be, comes to rest, or comes in contact with, even though that whole thing is moving, if that was his tachlis and having it in Rishulis. In other words, he wanted to write the Oisius. He took the joy. Now the joy appears on paper in this Rishulis. And that's what he wanted in that Rishulis. He wanted two Oisius, our face to appear on the paper in that Rishulis. It's chayim. Even though it's moving to say the whole time. Why? Because the joy found the Mokom Nocha on the paper. And the Oisius found the Mokom Nocha in his chves, esophagus, or whatever it is. I'm not sure. He said, you'll need the Meayim. That's for sure. It's chayim before. So whoever it is, it's in the base of Leah, the Chavis found the Mokum Menochim, that's moving Keseidah. But in that spot, that's his Mokum Menochim. Mokum HaNochim. The Mokum Menochim doesn't necessarily mean stationary. Now, why am I telling you this? This for sure is one of the issues that we think about in the Akiris Gufa and Akiris Chavis. Because one approach to Sugi, not the only approach. One approach to Sugi is, when the Chavis is on a Guf, where's the Mokum Menochim Chavis? Or another way of saying it, maybe another nusach to say, when the chayv is on the goof and the goof started walking, or alternatively, if the chayv is on the goof and he came to a stop, was he mechadesh a mokum menochah for the chayv? Or did he take the chayv out of his original mokum menochah and started walking? That's certainly an approach to think about in the sugya. You understand? And if you ask, and that's why I told mechit eish to talk about mokum menochah, because the loch is the mokum menochah. The basis is the specific loch is the mokum menochah. So Yesh Loimah, and more than Yesh Loimah, one of the focal points of the sugi is how do we define the Mokum Anocho when the Chayv is on the Guf? And has there been a change, like Kiva Anocho, when the Guf stops or moves?
The question relates to whether or not Mokum Anocho is objective or subjective. There's no case about writing or feel like that's a set thing, that's objective, everyone knows what Mokum Anocho is, put on your Guf. You're the one that dictates what you want it to be.
It costs me objective. It costs me objective.
How? Like, if I carry this on a pipette, it's on my door, but I carry another pipette, if I carry it's another rishus. Let's say I carry it only stomp, put it down on a chair.
Yeah.
But right now we're saying whether or not it's still being on you as a chair.
No, I mean like this.
What?
I mean in Mokum Anocha is the shoulder. See, if we define the Mokum Anocha as being shoulder,